Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Recent years have seen increased scrutiny of car title lenders, internet lenders, and companies that operate open-end lines of credit, largely in the shadows. Now, campaign finance disclosures show the industry of high-interest loans is spreading its influence across the political spectrum with about $800,000 in political contributions this election cycle, mostly to Republicans.
There's no question that people give money with purpose, with intent.
That's political analyst Bob Denton at Virginia Tech.
And not just because of feeling good or being nice. And whether that's a small contribution or a large one, there's a correlation between motive and giving that money.
Campaign finance documents show car title lender LoanMax is giving the most amount of money, about $350,000. Check Into Cash, a business that offers a particularly controversial kind of unregulated loan, they're giving about $125,000. And an internet lender known as Innova is giving $30,000. Denton says that money buys influence, but there may be another reason these companies give.
There are two sides to the coin. One seems to appear that it is peddling influence, but the other side is simply, well, I'm going to support those who have strong feelings supporting my particular industry, business, or position.
LoanMax is giving $10,000 to Republican candidate for Governor Ed Gillespie, but it's also giving the same amount to Democrat Ralph Northam. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says company officials are hedging their bets.
This is a way a business interest makes sure that whoever wins the election, they win the election. You've covered all the bets on the table here. So whether there's a Democratic or Republican governor, you've still got a ready audience for your issue.
Campaign finance reports show the industry is targeting members of a House subcommittee that routinely kills any effort to reform the industry, making contributions to Jackson Miller, Kathy Byron, and Lee Ware. Now, the top dollar amounts are going to the head of that committee, Delegate Tim Hugo. He's receiving $15,000 from LoanMax and another $15,000 from Check Into Cash, companies that have resisted efforts to create new consumer protections.
You have an opportunity to propose a bill. You have an opportunity to have a moment or two to speak about it, and then it dies in the way that the people putting the money in the pockets of the politicians would like.
Most of the money goes to political action committees, groups like the Commonwealth Victory Fund and Dominion Leadership Trust. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says these groups are often set up to spread money around to candidates who need it the most.
But there's something more sinister involved here. It's also a way to pass money through without it being directly tied to a particular industry or a particular corporation.
That way, a candidate's financial disclosure forms don't have money listed from LoanMax or Check Into Cash, even though that's where the money came from.
If a corporation gives, say, $5,000 to the Commonwealth Victory Fund, and the Commonwealth Victory Fund passes that $5,000 on to candidates who are running in tight races.
Candidates like Democrat Jennifer Foy, who's running in an open seat in Northern Virginia, or Democrat Hala Ayala, who's running against Republican incumbent Rich Anderson.
Those candidates may very well know where that money came from, but it isn't easy for you or I to draw the straight line from one person, a candidate, to a corporation.
So far, these campaign contributions seem to be working. Any effort to create new consumer protections or limit the amount of interest these companies can charge dies before it even gets out of subcommittee, a subcommittee where all the Republican members have received money from the industry they're overseeing. I'm Michael Pope.